Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
I am doing well. How are you?
Fantastic. We are rapidly approaching episode 100.
Yeah.
We're on 99. Why evergreen 99. Content is crucial for your blog's success.
Yeah.
You want to define what evergreen content is, Tim?
Yeah. So evergreen content, I mean, the name kind of explains it. If you think about it, it's evergreen, meaning it's always going to be relevant. So you're creating content that's not necessarily time sensitive or is going to be quickly outdated, but you're writing content that is going to be, you know, relevant and authoritative for years to come because you're writing it about things that are unlikely to change in your industry, whatever it may be.
Yeah, that's a great definition. And one of the reasons why it's crucial for your business is you're not having to reinvent the wheel. You know, content marketing, you hear the phrase, content is king, content marketing is important, and it truly is. But if you can get into a place to where you're mixing evergreen content with non-evergreen content, you know, it's really going to help you in the long run because all of us, let's face it, there are billions of websites in the world. They're all vying for page one of Google on their head terms. And if you can produce some evergreen content that ranks really well for your head terms, then you can keep it there. It's easier to maintain that, and you're not having to constantly start from scratch every single time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was, you hit the nail on the head, David. And one example from my own business that I have is on my Divi product business. I also do Divi tutorials, and my most popular tutorial is one that I did over a year ago.
Yeah.
It was like August of 2016. It brings in the most organic Google traffic. It has the most views because it's also a video tutorial, so the most video plays. And it's something that hasn't become outdated. And so I'm able to continuously get traffic from it that are getting people onto my website seeing my products. So
yeah, that's a perfect example. I mean, because some of our highest trafficked blog posts as well are tutorials and stuff, and I find that stuff a good example of something that's not evergreen is 10 design trends for 2018.
Yeah,
obviously if you associate or attach a year to it, you know, it's going to be dated. It's not going to be relevant, you know, in future years, obviously.
Right. Yeah. And another example, Elegant Themes, they just did a recap post on their blog for WordCamp US 2017. Not only is it going to be outdated just because of the date in it, but it's recapping a specific event, you know, something that happened. And so no one's going to care about that next year because it's going to be old.
Except us, because we're in it, Tim.
Yeah, that's true. We are featured in it. That's right.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know what we need to do to add much more to this topic. I just think, you know, evergreen content is crucial. You need to have it. So gear your content, you know, your editorial calendar and the content that you're producing. Try to come up with topics that are going to be relevant long term as opposed to, you know, date specific and stuff.
Yeah, and a couple more quick examples of what that could look like. Episode 97 of WP the Podcast just a couple days ago, how to reduce database bloat on your WordPress website. That's something that is going to be relevant for years to come unless WordPress randomly decides to change the way that their entire content management system is built on, which that's not going to happen.
Yeah. At the pace at which WordPress implements changes, we're probably not going to have to worry about that anytime soon.
Yeah, exactly. And then one more example, how to close more deals, you know, if your audience is salespeople or whatever, you know, that's something that's, you know, that's solid. That's not going to be changing. That's doesn't have to do with any current technology or anything like that. How to close more deals, you know, with LinkedIn, that's still, you know, has the potential to, you know, if LinkedIn kind of takes a dip and no one uses it anymore. But even that, using LinkedIn is probably going to be pretty evergreen, you know, for a good 5+ years.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a good example. You made me think of, you know, try to structure your content around teaching. You know, if you can teach somebody how to use a tool or how to, you know, closing deals as a skill, if you can teach them, you know, a skill, they're probably going to be coming to your website on a regular basis. So, you know, gear your content towards that. I think that's all from me, Tim.
Yeah, I think we covered that pretty well.
Well, thanks for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. Don't forget to head on over to our website. Check out today's show notes for episode 99, Why Evergreen Content is Crucial for Your Blog Success. And remember to like, subscribe, and review our podcast wherever you listen to it, because that's how people find us. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.